We're honored to have Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist joining us this morning. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor.
Good morning. Good to be here with you.
Well, what's your message about voting today?
Well, it's the same as it's been since September 24th. Every day is Election Day up till November 3rd, thanks to the voters of Michigan making it so much easier to register and vote. We have a lot of safe options for people to be able to cast a ballot. You can request your absentee ballot today. You can drop it in the mail, although really you got to drop it in the mail today just in case you're worried about the Postal Service. But we also have all these options for you to vote in person. You can go to your clerk's office right now and vote in person or drop your ballot off. That's true every day all the way up until November 3rd. And you want to see all those choices, you can go to mi.gov/vote to learn more. But we really want to see a record turnout in Michigan this year.
No reason not to vote, right?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, what we need to do is make sure people make a plan. And so people can go to mi.gov/vote to get some resources to do that. You know, we've seen so many people, you know, more than 1.5 million people have already voted, taking advantage of these options. And so I'm ready for us to make some history in Michigan as far as how many people turn out. And frankly, I hope that this sets a new standard for how many people participate in the political process going forward.
What are you seeing? All segments are up?
Yeah, you know, in Michigan, not like other states, we don't, like, track ballot returns by partisan affiliation or party registration. But just the fact that we've seen 1.5 million people already vote, I think it shows how important the reforms that the voters passed in 2018 were. Because in Michigan, we want more people to vote. I want everyone in Michigan to be part of the process, because I think we'll get better outcomes as a result. So what I'm seeing is energy across the state. I've been to multiple counties and spoken with multiple county clerks, and they're just showing that they've already had 40, 50, 60% of their absentee ballots already returned. And so it's really exciting, actually.
We had Senator Shirky on yesterday, and he felt election night would run smoothly. How about you?
Well, I'm confident in our leadership, you know, whether it's the local election administrators at every level who are going to be using new tools and a little more time and some more resources to make sure they can process this huge influx of absentee ballots in the way that we've never had before. And you know, the Secretary of State has put in place some really strong processes as well. So I think Election Day, including November 3rd, will go smoothly. I think it's going to take some time to make sure we get an accurate count. So I wouldn't be counting on final results for the state of Michigan on the night of November 3rd. It might take a few days for us to get there.
How stressful has this last few weeks been with this plot to kidnap the governor?
I mean, you know, that's pretty bad, you know, whether it's the people who wanted to kidnap the governor or these people who wanted to literally overthrow the Michigan government. Like, the part of the plot that I think people need to recognize is they wanted to recruit 200 people to storm the Michigan Capitol and take it over, an armed takeover of the Michigan government. That would include putting people who come and visit the Capitol, like children, like me, like 7-year-old Garland Gilchrist when I was a kid going to learn about the government. Hold legislators like Senator Shirky hostage. I mean, that was something that was really, really terrible. And so I believe that, you know, well, first of all, the governor's safe. I'm safe. We have protocols in place to take care of that. But I think work needs to be done to secure the Capitol by banning guns in the Capitol. And I hope Senator Shirky steps up as a leader on that. And also, we need to make sure that we are not creating the rhetorical space for people to have this kind of rhetoric be considered okay, because it's not. It's dangerous, it's destructive to our democracy, and everyone who's enabled it thus far needs to stand down.
Yeah, a lot of bipartisan rancor up there. How did you get around that, Lieutenant Governor, to very quickly form that budget for next year?
Well, look, we're always going to do the work of the people. That's what we were sent here to do. The way I like to think about it is everybody who's currently serving in Lansing won an election. That means that the voters sent them there to do a job. If you're a legislator, one of the most important things you're supposed to do is to actually finalize a budget. And so, you know, folks were willing and able to actually do their work, and we can get things done, regardless of what the circumstance is.
So it should be a record turnout, right?
Absolutely. We are expecting more voters to vote than have ever voted in an election in the history of the state of Michigan. Already more people have requested and returned more absentee ballots than have ever been submitted in the history of a Michigan election. So, again, I'm hoping that this is a new standard and that we can, you know, now with elections going forward, we can get closer and closer to that, you know, glorious day when 100% of eligible voters in Michigan cast ballots.
Hey, not too many years ago, you were a successful engineer. Do you ever regret stepping over the line into politics?
I certainly turned away from some money, and my wife reminds me about that a few times a year. But I made this choice because, you know, I wanted to apply all the learning and training I got. You know, I'm University of Michigan trained software engineer. I wanted to apply it to helping people realize their power and potential. That's ultimately what pulled me into the political process, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to do that every single day.
Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, keep up the good work. Thank you, Garland.
Thank you, sir. Everyone be safe. Wear your mask and go vote today, y'all. Please go vote today. MI.gov/vote.